Saturday morning, we continue on the Experts program. Our retirement expert, Nan Lesnick, is joining us right now in studio. As we like to say, when Nan Lesnick speaks, E.F. Hutton listens. Nan, yeah, welcome back.
I'm not sure my broker-dealer would want me to use that as a tagline, but I think it's pretty good, Mark, yeah. Coming from you.
10 financial lessons from the pandemic to discuss with clients. One of the things we got to talking about on Thursday was that there are a number of people, their work situation has changed in the second quarter of 2020 with the pandemic, and there were folks right. who maybe were looking at retiring in the next couple of years, next few years, and all of a sudden they may have been forced into retirement by having to close a business, or they were laid off or what have you, and now they're looking and thinking, well, maybe I can retire now. And so we've talked a little bit about that, but Nan, what about at the other end of the spectrum, people that maybe are in their last decade or so of work, they could be in their 50s and they've been laid off, but they cannot yet retire. And those folks are in a tough spot, and I would imagine you might sometimes run into a client in that position.
Sure, sure. And one of the things that we think that needs to happen then is we need to take a good look at the plan and make sure that the plan is solid and that we move forward. Not being able to look at retirement right now and not being able to, shall we say, look at the benefits that came out of this. Instead, well, we'll look at education as always a benefit. The education we got that we need to drill down on our plans. So resetting priorities are one of those things that could happen. As they say in this article, luxury goods sector might have suffered during the lockdowns. Well, maybe our luxury goods need to be reexamined and see. You know, it used to be we would go out for a special meal for, shall we say, our anniversary or a big birthday. But I have to tell you, in my own situation, going out to eat became so commonplace that going out for your anniversary or your birthday or something like that wasn't such a big deal. Now, maybe we'll look at things a little bit differently and have a celebration really be a celebration. What the flip side of that is, it allows us to not just be spending that money, shall we say, mindlessly. So reset the priorities so that we are more mindful of our spending. And then also to emphasize asset allocation. Asset allocation is how we have our portfolio set up. And you know, we're big on the bucket plan. We look at now, soon, and later. That soon bucket is the money we're going to have to rely on early in our retirement. It may very well be a good time to look at that and say, do I have enough money in that soon bucket to weather the storm? And in the later bucket, where we have money invested in the market for later in our life, do we have that allocated so that we can turn our head away from it, knowing that our soon bucket and our immediate needs or our needs for the next couple of years are taken care of while we have time for the market to recover? Because, Mark, one of the things I just read this morning in preparation for us talking was an article by Jeffrey Gundlach. He's a kind of a guru in the financial industry. And he says, it seems as though we're on a path to economic recovery from a market standpoint, but it's going to take a while to get there. So even though things seem to be heading somewhat into a normal path from an economic standpoint, our markets are still down. Our portfolios are still compromised. So it's not the time to be drawing on those. And then another thing that's mentioned in this article is to revisit insurance. Insurance is protection. That's what it is. It represents investments that build cash value regardless of market conditions. But sometimes people have said, well, I don't really know that I want to reserve or set aside money at this point in time in something that's not going to benefit from a run-up in the market. Well, with this pandemic has set us back on our heels. And one of the things that I urge people to do is to say, what if this is my new normal? Now, I'm not buying into the whole new normal thing, but what if it's my new normal? And by that, I mean, what if this economic setback became permanent for my family? What if I died during this time, not just had a financial setback? Is my family going to be hurt financially by the choices that I made to not provide protection? That's a big one. That is a big one. And again, there are a lot of products that we use in the insurance market that provide principal protection. Right now, I'll tell you, there are a lot of people who say that has a nice ring to it. Not going backwards is really important in times like this. And it makes us feel confident that we can step forward in our lives.
By the way, you know, you're talking about resetting those priorities. One of the other things too, and it's interesting because Edward King was talking with me earlier this morning, and he was focusing on people stopping and smelling the roses, that, you know, you just can't, even though it's a tough situation we're in right now, you can't allow yourself to be consumed by all the bad news around you and all the challenges that are out there, that you do need to take a vacation, that you need to kind of recharge your batteries and have some opportunity to think about things in an atmosphere where you're not letting all of the challenges bear down on you. So what do you think about the idea of maybe people taking a vacation?
Well, I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea, and I think it is probably a great opportunity for us to visit those things around us. You know, so often vacation means we hop on a plane or a cruise ship and go far away from here. Wherever our here might be, perhaps there are things within 20 miles or 100 miles that can represent a vacation to you. And the other thing that is, it's mentioned in this article, that if you have a beach house, you can rent it out. Well, we might all find that in our area, there may be a beach house or the equivalent thereof, depending on where we're located, that we can rent and have a very nice, relaxed vacation. You know, Mark, I used to say to people when their portfolio return was only at guaranteed levels, shall we say a 3% rather than a 15%, as we've seen in some other years, that might be the year to just rent a cottage and have the grandkids come there. Well, that's sort of what we're looking at right now, I think, for sensible people. I'm not hearing anybody saying, I am ready to jump off the cliff and confident that my sale is going to open. People aren't saying that. They're saying instead, I'd really like to walk along the edge or the beach, you know. And there's one other thing that I want to emphasize here, and that is, this is a time when we look in our portfolio, our total portfolio, whether that be what we have invested in the market, our pension plan we might have coming, a rental property we may own, an opportunity to turn some asset into income, to look at the total return. We talk about growth and value, and right now we want to look at this exactly that way. We want to have value in everything that we own. Value meaning it has a long-term, pleasant, and rewarding value to us. That's what value means in investing.
Nan Lesnick's been our guest. You can reach her at her office in Monterey, 831-656-0236, online, lesnickcompany.com, and her email is nan@lesnickcompany.com. Nan, thanks so much for your time. We'll chat again next Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.